goal is to get your score into the 720 to 850 range. The good news is that someone with a score of 721, with all other things being equal, you have a job, good income, things like that, can get just as good an interest rate on an auto loan as someone with an 849. That's true within every score range. The range your score falls in ultimately determines the interest rate that you pay on loans. In the fall of 2004, the rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage for the highest range, that's 720 to 850 of a FICO score, was 5.8%, while the rate for the lowest range, 500 to 559, was 9.3%. For a 4-year auto loan, the rate jumps from 5.3% for the best FICO score to 16.7% for that lowest 500 to 559 range. Regardless of what current interest rates happen to be as you are listening to this, the difference between the highest and the lowest acceptable FICO range is going to remain constant, about 3.5 points on a home loan and about 10 points on a 4-year auto loan. If percentages don't do the trick for you, let's convert this into cold hard cash. On a $20,000 4-year car loan, we're talking about you needing to pay an extra $111 a month if your FICO score is between 500 and 559, rather than in the top range of 720 plus. That's a difference of $5,328 over the 4 years of the loan. I think those are 5,328 very good reasons to care about your FICO score. Since your FICO score is a calculation based on the history in your credit reports, your first job is to make sure everything in those reports is correct. Don't assume a thing. The rate of mistakes is sickening. The big three credit bureaus are Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. You can get the reports online at Equifax.com, Experian.com, and TransUnion.com. And you need to check all three. In a clear case of nothing is simple, each credit bureau receives different information about you from different sources. For instance, your credit card may report to TransUnion, but not Experian or Equifax. The result is that you have three different reports, all containing different information. You want to make sure all three are sparkling. By the end of 2005, every consumer will be able to get one free report a year from each credit bureau. After June 1st, 2005, you can get your reports at no cost if you live in Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, or Texas. After September 1st, 2005, you can get free reports if you live in Connecticut, Delaware, District of Columbia, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Vermont, Virginia, West Virginia, Puerto Rico, and all U.S. territories. If I didn't mention your state, you can already get your reports at no cost. Otherwise, you need to wait until the dates I gave you, or pay about $9 per report from each bureau. To get your free reports, go to annualcreditreport.com or call 1-877-322-8228. If you have errors on your credit report, please know you are in good company. A recent survey found 25% of reports have serious errors and 79% had some sort of mistake or error. You can file a dispute with the credit bureau, but I am not going to sugarcoat this. It can take a long time to sort through most of the problems and have the erroneous information removed from your record. Technically, the credit bureau has just 30 days to process your challenge and get back to you with a response. But all that means is that they must contact the company that supplied the data, say a credit card company, and ask them to verify the information. In 30 days, you may hear back that the credit bureau is keeping the information on your record because the company that charged your account says it was a legit charge. You now must start dealing directly with that business. Contact their customer service department to request help in investigating your disputed charge. A new federal regulation that went into effect in December 2004 ensures that any business that you are in a dispute with must share information with you and promptly investigate the problem.